Chapter 48. Sunrise House was a converted farmhouse that had once been home to the 150-acre spread that occupied a tract of land across from Height Village. The village had been trying to buy this land for some time, but the deed to the majority of it was held by a family already made rich from subdivisions and not eager to sell. They had parted with the house and 2 acres surrounding it, but that was so they were no longer responsible to maintain the residence. The house was a sturdy construction, and Celeste set about having it brought up to what she knew to be code for an adult daycare center. Labor was cheap. She just ordered things done by the maintenance department at Height. The first goal that Heidi gave Celeste was to increase her enrollment numbers. There were only 6 daily clients at the house, and it was losing money. The secret that Heidi would never share was that it was supposed to lose money. It was one way to balance the profit made from Height and maintain a not-for-profit standing. Through the religious affiliation, Height's taxes were less than minimal. It was a shell game of moving funds around so that regulators would not spot anything that was untoward. Through her connections with Dwayne Murphy and Zen Walsh, Celeste quickly doubled the population to 12. Heidi encouraged Celeste's renovations because they still allowed her to show Sunrise as losing money. Keats happily accompanied Celeste to work 2 days a week. Even though still a puppy, his manner was gentle and he rarely barked. The clients loved to stroke his curly brown hair, and he was sweet and patient with them. Keats elected to just curl up and go to sleep at their feet when he had enough petting. However, Heidi now had a new annoyance in her life, which she chose to blame on Annabelle Pritchard. As Celeste's replacement in social services, Annabelle hired Penelope Bordeaux. She held a master's degree in social work that Heidi had used as the reason for Celeste's transfer. About 1 month into her employment, it became obvious that Penelope suffered from narcolepsy. It seemed that the more stressed Penelope became, the more apt she was to suddenly fall asleep. Heidi caused Penelope stress, and the woman literally could not stay awake in her presence. The amount of annoyance that this caused Heidi was tantamount to having a fly make its home in her nostrils. She placed the responsibility for it squarely on the shoulders of Annabelle Pritchard. Heidi had convinced Annabelle that she had been responsible for Celeste's transfer. Penelope was in her department. It was her job to do something to fix this. "I can't keep her awake," Annabelle cried in Heidi's office. "I've tried everything. I told her to wear a rubber band around her wrist and to snap it when she felt herself falling asleep. That only worked when she knew she was falling asleep. You have to fix this. I can't have this," railed Heidi. This brought a new wave of tears and sniffles and tissues from Annabelle. Heidi sometimes amused herself by making Annabelle cry, but this was becoming an actual problem. Penelope was protected by the Employees with Disabilities Act and was aware of her rights. As long as she stayed in her office, she was awake about 75% of the day and could get the majority of her work finished. but the stress of seeing residents had caused her to drop off during her talks with them. Heidi charged Annabelle to always have a nurse's aide in the room with her when she met with clients. This came about as the result of a rather notorious meeting where both Penelope and the resident were found asleep in Penelope's office during one visit. Heidi simply kept demanding that Annabelle make sure the work was completed, and then she scolded her about the additional hours that were needed by Annabelle's nursing staff to cover the situation. "I don't know what to do next," cried Annabelle. She was extremely proficient at organizing her nursing staff, but this was beyond her abilities to cope. "Well, I suppose you'd better call Celeste and see if she can help you out," said Heidi. "Do I have to call her?" cried Annabelle. The tissues were now gathered in two piles on Heidi's desk. "Unless you have any more bright suggestions." "Yes, you do," said Heidi. This brought a new wave of tears from Annabelle that amused Heidi.